Testing, 1, 2. New mic check. Testing, 1, 2. Man, how awesome does this thing sound? I splurged a little bit today and I bought myself a professional microphone to make myself a professional sounding podcast and to also extract the sexual prowess in my voice for all of you to enjoy. But anyways, I've been gone a few weeks and man, I'm excited to be back. I got quite a bit to talk about. First, I'm going to go over the Trump rally that I attended the other night. I'm officially all aboard that Trump train. And after that, I've got to tell you guys all about my ex-wife's new boyfriend and all the bullcrap that I got to deal with this freaking jabroni. I must have pissed off like some voodoo woman that broke her heart back in the day. Because I'm telling you, I get the worst luck sometimes. But I'm excited about this episode. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So let's do it, huh? So yesterday, Trump ended up coming to town. I had no clue about this until I tried to place an order on DoorDash. And it got canceled because all the streets were closed down. So thanks to him, I couldn't get my freaking classic Reuben from Abe's Kosher Deli that I really wanted. But I go outside to see why the streets are all closed because my apartment's right in the middle of downtown. I'm in the middle of all the action, you know. I walk outside and everything's closed off. They got barricades. There's cops everywhere. And at this point, I'm still clueless. So I go up to the first cop I see and I ask him. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he looks at me like I'm a fucking idiot and tells me that at any minute, Trump's going to be coming to town. And when he said that, something happened inside of me. I heard CCR start playing in my head. And my red hot American blood rushed straight down to my penis and gave me the biggest patriot boner I've ever had. I could have beat a commie to death with this thing. I probably could have even landed 2 or 3 full-grown All-American Eagles on this friggin' bad boy. All I can hear is CCR playing. I see Hueys flying by in the distance, and I knew tonight was going to be American as fuck. So I asked him, where do I go? He points me in the right direction, and I make my way down there. And then I saw it. Lesbian protesters. What the frick, dude? Friggin' protesters. Gaw! But anyways, so I start reading some of their signs, right? And one of them says, pussies grab back too. Another one says, world's worst president, written on a coffee mug, you know? And my first thought was, I should go home, and I should make my own sign that just says, iron my shirt, bitch. But that's the joker inside of me. The mature person in me said, no, go buy a MAGA hat instead, and let's see what happens. What came after was completely unexpected. And that's what they all sounded like, too. But, anyways, I bought that MAGA hat to do an experiment. I wanted to see how I would be treated for simply wearing a hat like that in front of these people. Would the tribalism effect or the pack mentality that I had always theorized to be a real issue rear its head? Or was I wrong about the entire thing? Turns out, I was not treated very nicely, and that tribalism shit is real. The first thing that ended up happening, I put the hat on and I walk into the crowd, and it only takes a few seconds. There's a guy, he comes up to me, he asks me why I'm not wearing my armband or my jack boots with my hat. Which, if you don't understand the reference, he's calling me a Nazi. Nazis wore jack boots, which are just pretty much knee-high boots, and the armband, obviously, with the Nazi insignia on it. And so, you know, so I say, I says to him, like who are you? Why would you compare me to something like that when you've never spoken to me in your entire life? Please explain to me why you think this way. And he starts going on this whole rant about how ICE is deporting illegal immigrants, and that he's building an underground railroad in Scranton, Pennsylvania, for illegal immigrants, and he's going to bring down the entire system, and he's an anarchist. So this is the first person I'm dealing with, a self-proclaimed anarchist. So I say, okay, Mr. Anarchist, Mr. Ted Kaczynski, where's your manifesto? And he goes on about how, oh, he's not that kind of anarchist. Oh, not that kind of anarchist. You're what, the peaceful kind? The fucking loving kind of anarchist? Who are you? Like, this is why I can't take these people seriously. But anyways, I let him keep talking, and the whole time he keeps comparing me to a Nazi. He's calling me racist. And I end up just saying, like, look, I'm sorry. I don't see things that way. I don't agree with your opinion there. And so he tells me that he doesn't want people like me in his city and that I need to get out. So the man who is advocating for illegal immigrants' rights to stay here is now telling me that I need to get out. What sense does this make? Like, this is the kind of rationale that we're dealing with from a lot of these people. And it's absolutely terrifying. Here's my thought on that whole argument. And it's very simple. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things. There's a legal way and there's an illegal way. If you don't want to get deported or if you don't want to go to jail, do things the right way and the legal way. And I understand that a lot of these people are just trying to escape poverty and the terrible situations that are going on in their home countries. You know, I'm compassionate enough of a person to understand and appreciate that sentiment. But I also have a logical side to me. There's a reason why Buddhists say that life is suffering. And it's because things like poverty and oppression and murder and death are all things that will always exist. And we can't help everybody. So you might as well toughen up a little bit and accept the real reality that is life. So after that, I encounter two young women who were arguing with another couple about why they should have free healthcare and free college education. And these are college students. So, you know, I can kind of get why they want some free education. But I go up to them anyways, and I ask them very politely. I say, "Hey, if you want these things for free, why don't you just go join the military? You know, give to your country, and your country gives back to you." And their response was, it wasn't negative, but it was just they responded with, you know, they didn't feel like they needed to sacrifice anything to get those things because they are human rights. And my thought on that is that no, those are not human rights. The world doesn't owe you a damn thing. If you want anything, you got to go get it for yourself, okay? That's what I did. And I will never understand this entitlement culture that we have now. This give it to me for free way of thinking. So I thought about it a little bit. And I asked them, I was like, you guys do understand that nothing is ever free, right? I mean, literally everything has to get paid for in one way or another. So how exactly do you expect to receive free healthcare and education? And their answer was through taxes. And so I asked them if they have jobs, which neither of them did, which is understandable. They're college students. So I just left it at that because I didn't want to be rude. But the reason I asked that question was because if you're not paying taxes, you don't understand the burden that is placed on the taxpayer when you just hand shit out for free or what you call free. I mean, just for me in my tax bracket, if Bernie were to get elected, over a quarter of my pay would go directly to the federal government. That's not including state taxes or anything else. That's federal tax. And these young ladies just didn't understand that. But then things started getting nasty again. They said, since I supported Trump,
that I supported kids being held in concentration camps on the border. Once again, the Holocaust being belittled, all because they want to slap a negative label on the people that do not agree with them. They were telling me how disgusting I am because obviously I support families being separated and they're living in unlivable conditions and they're being treated like animals. Just a whole bunch of horseshit. That it just simply, it's blatant lies. And for me, once again, it all comes back to the legality of the situation. If you don't want to be separated, if you don't want your family to be separated, do not cross over the border illegally. Look, I don't want to be separated from my family. That's why I don't go drink and drive. That's why I don't get a DUI, because what happens if I get a DUI? I get fucking arrested and separated from my family. It goes back to the legality of what you are doing. It is that simple. And these people just, they don't understand that somehow. It drives me insane. So finally, I saw a young lady holding a sign that said veterans against Trump. So, you know, me being a veteran myself, knowing it's a small community, I figured I'd go up and introduce myself. So I went up to her and I asked her, I said, hey, thank you for your service. If you don't mind me asking, what branch did you serve in? I was in the Marine Corps. I just got out back in June. You know, it's nice to see another veteran. And she says, no, you can't talk to me. I'm like, why can't I talk to you? Because you're one of the closed-minded ones, one of the Trump supporters. I'm like, I'm the closed-minded one. You're the one who's refusing to talk to me because of the hat I'm wearing and who I choose to support. How does that make me closed-minded? And at that point, I had enough. I had to leave. I couldn't take these people anymore. So all in all, it was a very eye-opening experience to learn that, you know, people actually think and behave in these ways. And, you know, it honestly only put me on the Trump train that much harder. I mean, if you look at it, he's the lesser of the evils, in my opinion. All right? Hey, so that's enough politics talk. Let's get into some juicy little ex-wife, boyfriend gossip, okay? All right. So, I'll never say a bad word about the ex. I mean, she's a great woman. You know, don't get me wrong. Does well with the kids. But this boyfriend of hers is completely fair game. And he really set himself up for this, okay? So this shit, it's going to sound completely fake, but I'm telling you, this is what I've been having to deal with from this guy. So it all started back a few months ago. I stopped paying for the ex's phone bill because, you know, she's on her feet now. She can pay for her own stuff. You know, she's doing well, all that stuff. So I stopped paying for the phone bill. And I immediately get a text from this boyfriend of hers that says, don't expect to talk to your kids on my phone, buddy. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is weird. So I just ignore it. You know, I let it slide. Maybe he's having a bad day. He wanted to mouth off a little bit. I let it go. But anyways, a couple weeks later, I get a call from them. And they say to me, hey, he just got a DUI. Can we get $500 to pay for his lawyer fees so he can avoid jail time? And what do you think I said? Yeah, suck my ass. I don't think so. You're hanging around my kids getting DUIs in my van that I gave to them, you know? So I'm obviously not going to bail you out. Get the fuck out of here with that sort of stuff, you know? Anyways, I hang up and it's quiet for another couple weeks. And then I get a phone call at about 2 a.m. And it's this guy. And I answer. And the only thing he says is, no charges, bitch. And he starts bragging about how he got off on all the charges. I guess he got the money from one of his friends or something. But hey, you know, good on him. And I can't even be mad at the guy because he's being 100% serious, And this shit is just comedy gold. This will be perfect for my podcast, you know? So he keeps going on and on about, you know, no charges and fuck you and this and that, cursing me out and all this bullshit, you know? So I eventually, you know, I just hang up, you know? And for another couple weeks, it's quiet again. And then the day comes where I get another 2 a.m. phone call. And it's from the same dude. And I'm like, what in the fuck is wrong with this guy? Well, like, why does he keep wanting to bug me, you know? And so I pick up the phone, and I'm like, dude, what's going on? And he's clearly hammered, right? Which is turning out to be a pretty big pattern of his. But this time, he starts saying shit like, hey, how's it feel to know I'm over here taking care of your kids and banging your old lady? And now at this point, I'm getting pretty pissed. And I know he hasn't seen his kids in months. He only spends time around my kids. So I asked him to explain that. I'm like, hey, buddy, why don't you explain to me why you aren't allowed to see your kids? Why are you always around my kids, huh? And he did not like me asking him that question. You know, so he blew up on me, cursing me out again and everything. So I ended up having to hang up again. But this time I just blocked his number. So now I'm actually concerned. And I start thinking, you know, I maybe need to reach out to this guy's his ex-wife or something and find out if you know, there's anything that I should know about. So I end up doing that. You know, she ended up being a really nice lady. You know, we talked on the phone with each other. I found out that, you know, he's got diagnosed with schizophrenia, got busted driving his kids around, you know, taking pain pills, taking them to gymnastics class and everything. You know, so this is the kind of guy that has busted my balls. You know what I mean? This kind of loser is calling me up all the time, busting my balls. And it turns out he can't see his kids because I guess he has to sign away his rights or something because he wasn't paying child support or whatever the fuck. I don't know what it is because, you know, I make my payments because, you know, I'm a man. Yeah, you understand? But yeah, that's what I've been having to deal with this fucking guy. Can you believe that shit? All right, you sexy motherfuckers, let's end on a high note, huh? Let's talk about my best friend, OJ Simpson, on Twitter. If you're not following this guy yet, I really need you to go do that, because it's hilarious shit, and you just need to see it. This week, he posted a picture of himself going to Costco, wearing one of those doctor's masks because of the coronavirus. He would have worn some gloves, too, but those didn't fit. Another thing he posted, he talks about this guy, Nathaniel Woods, I guess, who killed three people down in Alabama recently. And he basically just uses that to segue into how he's against the death penalty. I wonder why, allegedly. But anyways, that's all I got for this week, okay, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Keep coming back, man. I'm gonna have more and more good stuff for you guys. I was gone for a few weeks, but I'm back now. I'm back with a vengeance, okay? I love you guys. Thank you. Mwah.